In our verse-by-verse study of Scripture, and we're going to talk about Peter for a few weeks. Peter's a very interesting guy. The dedicated apostle who has kind of a checkered history. I love Peter because he reminds me of me sometimes. Let's look at some of the highlights of Peter's life. Peter is having his feet washed by Jesus, and just says, "Don't wash my feet, I should wash your feet." So Jesus has to tell him, no, sit down, be quiet, Peter. I'm supposed to do this. And then Peter talks about, Jesus tells him that he's going to be killed by the Gentiles, by the Romans, and Peter whips out a sword and cuts the guy's ear off, and Jesus says, no, put the sword away. They're out on the lake, this beautiful lake. Kelly and Tim and I have been out there on the Sea of Galilee. Yep. And here comes Jesus walking on the water. Peter says, let me come out and walk there with you. And he's doing pretty good until he sees the waves, and then he starts sinking. And on. He denies Jesus 3 times. And yet he becomes one of the most powerful and influential of the apostles. So we get to finally hear his voice. We hear a little bit from him in Acts, but these were the 2 books accredited to him. The readers of the Apostle Peter's letter, they're confused and they're discouraged by persecutions. Anybody relate to that, being under persecution? And they were being persecuted because of their faith. And Peter's exhorting them to stand strong, repeatedly reminding them of Christ's example. So while his impetuousness got him into trouble quite often, he becomes one of the leaders of the way. You all know that that was what the belief system was called originally. It wasn't called Christianity. It was called the way. It was called the following the way of Jesus. Now, while Paul tends to minister to the Gentiles, generally speaking, Peter generally ministers to the Jewish Christians. A little bit of crossover, but that's kind of how we know Peter. And these believers, particularly the Jewish believers that Peter would go to, they had a double whammy going on. You see, if you were a Jew and you started following this way, your Jewish brethren had a problem with you because you were being unfaithful, you were being blasphemous. So your Jewish family, friends, and acquaintances had a problem with you. If the Gentiles knew that you were Christian, this whole Christianity thing, this new thing that was going on, you were getting persecuted by the Gentiles, primarily the Roman Empire. So you're getting persecuted by your Jewish friends and family, you're getting persecuted by the Gentiles, and this is the situation into which Peter is talking about. Peter, in our text today, he's set to encourage the believers to hang in there under persecution because they are a very special people. And we see that at the very beginning, right in the salutation to the letter. So we're going to pray over the reading of the word. If you have your Bible or if you want to follow along in your Bible, we're in 1 Peter. We're going to be beginning at the first verse. But let's pray. Father God, you have given us your word to teach us, to lead us, to guide us, and to strengthen us. And so we read in Peter's letter. So Father, as we read this information, the message that Peter sent to this group of churches, we pray, Father, that we will take it to heart as we are a special people in your eyes also. We pray for the reading of the word in Jesus' name. Amen. So these letters in the New Testament are kind of interesting because we tend to blow right past the greeting. But there's a lot of stuff in there. We're only going to cover 12 verses in Peter today, but there's a lot of meat in here. Let's just look at the greeting, just the greeting itself. I, Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Let's stop right there. Now, where is all this? Every one of these areas that he's talking about, all these regions, are comprised what is modern-day Turkey. Think for a second, with all the stuff that's going on in the world, we very often see maps of that part of the world. So all of these areas, Pontus is on the Black Sea, on the southern shore of the Black Sea, and all these other areas to go all the way down to Syria. So all of that area is who he's writing to. In fact, if you go to Revelation, the very beginning of Revelation, it touches on the seven churches of Revelation. All seven churches of Revelation are in this area. So this was the cradle, if you will, of the growing Christian faith, the way. It was, of course, started in Jerusalem and in Judea. But it really got going in these other areas, and these were Gentile areas. So again, you had Jews that were in, he talks about the dispersion. A lot of Jews were basically run out of town during the early days of Christianity, and they spread out through the whole empire through all of these areas. And so they're getting it from both ends, Gentiles and Jews. So he's writing this letter to them, identifying himself as apostle. Let's go on. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father and the sanctification of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with his blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. Now, we look at these, and all of these greetings have similarities, and we tend to kind of rush through the salutation, as it's called, to get to the meat of the letter, but let's not do that, because he's setting the stage to make a point to these people that's really, really important. He's writing to all of these people that are following the way, and he's writing to them to encourage them that they are very special. They have been chosen by Christ. And in the end of the salutation, we see this in most of the greetings, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. It sounds like just a nice thing to say, but remember what grace means. Grace means the unmerited forgiveness of sins. So Peter's starting out by saying, asking for grace for them and peace be multiplied to them. That even in their persecution, that they remember the grace and